Do you do anything on social media?
Okay, so I have Tumblr, I have Instagram, I have Facebook.
Holy cow. Twitter?
I don't have Twitter.
You don't have Twitter?
I don't have Twitter.
Okay, what else you got?
I don't know. WhatsApp doesn't count, really, does it? WhatsApp is just a messenger.
It's a messenger app, but that's the kind of thing about, you know, social media. Like Line was a messaging app, then it became a voice messaging app, then it became a phone app, and now it's trying to develop itself into its own social media.
I mean, I guess these things are evolving because, like, especially with the whole, you know, do you have Instagram or are you familiar with
it? I have it, but I don't use it.
So, you know, you can do the whole story thing. Right. Everybody is doing this story thing.
Yeah,
now. And now you can do that on WhatsApp, which I just find, I find it such a strange adulteration of what WhatsApp was. But, like, I guess it makes sense from their perspective that they want to have all of the features that, like, this, like sites that are very successful have, you know?
I don't see how Snapchat came to be as ubiquitous as it is. First, it was just, you know, this...
I had
this
such a problem with that.
Why? What happened?
No, not like a problem, but I just... it infuriates me so much. It's like, first I just... Okay, yeah, you can take a picture of yourself and it's short and it's snappy and you can do whatever and just send it to people.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh yeah, like, we're going to show you this new station, we're going to show you what's going on at the Victoria's Secret show, we're going to show... I'm like, I don't want to see all of that stuff. Like, don't bombard me with all of this useless trash. I'm like...
Which one do you use the most?
Oh. I guess Instagram. Instagram is such a trap.
Wait a minute. You use it the most and now you're going to diss it?
It's such a trap. No, I actually really hate social media. Like, I feel as though it takes up so much of my... I'm serious. This is why I wanted to talk about it. But it, I feel like it just consumes so much of my energy and I could just...
Okay, then I just got to ask, why do you bother with it? You're dissing it right now, but you're still using it.
I mean, the thing about it is, it's like, with regards to interconnectivity...
Mm-hmm.
You can talk to so many people at once, and you can talk with people who are all over the world, and you can see what your friends are doing all over the world. But then on a micro scale is when I don't like it, because it's like I'm just with my friends having a dinner, and then I have people like trying to take pictures of their food. I'm like, can you not just eat it? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to me. It's like, okay, you're going to post that to everybody, but then I'm sitting right in front of you, and like I know what we ate. You know?
I don't even know what to say without swearing when I see people sitting around, and here at the university, people sitting around, and their four friends, all of them, each and every one of them, spend more time looking at their phones than they do looking at each other. And maybe I'm turning into an old man that way, but to see four people who could be verbally communicating and having emotional responses and emotional experiences, maybe not right at that table, but they would rather be staring into a phone.
Yeah, see, it really upsets me. I mean, I feel like one day I'm going to have this existence where I'm just isolate myself from society. But then I feel like at the same time, society is like, it's becoming increasingly difficult to have this concept of isolation. I feel like at some point we're going to get this technology that really locks you in. And it's like, if you don't have it, then you actually have like a really, like your quality of life or the way that you live.
So you become part of the people who have a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.